not allowing everybody to travel. Praise God. Amen. Some people still traveled today, and some are still going to travel tomorrow. But some are still going to come back. Praise God. Hallelujah. We trust God that by Sunday, most of the corpus will be around, and then by next week, of our police students, you are resuming on Monday next week. Amen. Yes. Lecture starts on Tuesday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you happy to be in service this evening? Are you set for service? Briefly, before I pick up from where I stopped last Thursday, I want to just talk about the operations of the Spirit. Briefly, as it relates to the dynamics of speaking in tongues, praise God. We have quite a number of us that are coming into this exercise gradually, praise God. And I want you to know that praying in the Spirit is an exercise. Somebody saying it's an exercise. It's an exercise. Jude verse 20. Jude verse 20. He said, building up yourselves. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. See the way the Amplified put it. He said, build yourself up. He said, on your most holy faith. Make progress. Somebody say, make progress. Rise like an edifice. Higher. Somebody say, higher. Higher. So meaning that there are steps. Hello? There are what? Steps. There are steps. I can't forget the first time the baptism of the Holy Spirit was ministered to me. I was just kakaka, just doing some one syllabic things. Praise God. But then I pressed on. I climbed higher. Somebody say, I climbed higher. How do you climb? Now please understand this, that the fashioning of the tongues is yours. Somebody say, it's yours. It's just like if I speak now, Ogene Kobiru, Ogene Me Woruno, Ogene Mekwenwe Mejiruwe. You are not hearing what I'm saying, but I'm speaking my language. You are just hearing Ogene. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But I'm saying something. That's how speaking in tongues is. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, He only comes with an ignition. Somebody say ignition. What you call utterance. Somebody say utterance. Utterance is the capacity to express something. Hello? Now, I'm expressing something, but you are not hearing me. Do you know why you are not hearing me? I've not given it audibility. I've not given it audience. Audio, rather. Audio. Praise God. Hallelujah. When the Bible says, build yourselves. Everybody say, it's my responsibility to pray in the Spirit. Did you get that? It's my responsibility. You know, but most of us, because of the religious setting we came from, you know, I know of some churches that it's only the prophet that must speak in tongues. You dare not try to speak in tongues. Hello? So, speaking in tongues has been reserved for some class of people. Hello? But this is the Bible. It says, build up your what? Yourselves. Everybody say, I build myself up. Now, how do I build myself up? By praying in the Holy Spirit. location. Tell your neighbor, that's the location. That's where the building takes place. Hello? Now let me give you the two differences. Let's assume I read this verse of scripture and then the next thing I start saying is, I build up myself. I build up myself. I build up myself. I am built up. I build up myself. I build up myself. I build up myself. I am built up. I build up myself. I build up myself. And then this young man now went to Act 2. Now saw how the apostles build up themselves. They prayed in the Holy Ghost. So what does he mean by praying in the Holy Ghost? They spoke in tongues. And then he says, sir, I want to speak in tongues. I said, you can speak in tongues. And I pray for him. And then he starts speaking in tongues. Whereas me, I'm saying, I build up myself. I build up myself. Then what is he doing? Now question, out of the two of us, who will get built up faster? Hello? Me, damn, I build up myself. I build up myself. My understanding cannot build me up. Hello? The building is the exclusive work of the Holy Spirit. Hello? So for the Holy Spirit to do the building, I must let go of myself. And the easiest way for me to let go of myself is to pray in the Spirit as I pray in tongues. Ephesians chapter 4, chapter 5, verse 18. Somebody say, I rise higher. Ephesians 5. Are you there? Verse 18. He said, don't be drunk with wine. Now, why is he comparing or contrasting the workings of the Holy Spirit with wine? Wine intoxicates. Hello? Hello? You know, when you are under the influence of an alcohol, there's a way you behave. And one of the things I notice about wine is that it makes you do, it makes you dare things. Everybody say, you dare things. I know of many artists that before they will go and, you know, they have problem with crowd. So before they will appear before crowd, they will go and hide. Hello? Hello? Have you heard it before? Yes. Some artists that you see, they are singing some, climbing some notes. You think that is the song, not the singing. No, some, they are high on something. So the Bible is not telling you that. What ire, you know, I hire, you know what reggae people call hire. He said, what ire means to the drunkard should be what the Holy Spirit means to you. He said, don't be drunk with wine. He said, because you will ruin your life. He said, but instead be what? Be filled. Remain filled. Meaning when you come for service, you are in step one. And you say, no, I'm coming for service today. I want to increase to around 50 CL. Oh, some people have passed here. Some people are already in litter. Praise God. No, some people are in tons. Some people are in tons. Hello? How many of you have seen a trailer that carries fuel from maybe Badon to Offa? You see those big 50 tons tipper, 50,000 liter or something. You know their weight. Hello? You know the good thing about those kind of tipper is that if you have head-on collision with them, your motor goes scatter. Hello? Those kind of tipper, you cannot just lift them out of the road. As a matter of fact, those kind of tipper, the kind of jack, how many of you know jack they use? It's not those ones you'll be using your hand to turn. They use hydraulic jack. Hello? Because the pressure is high. You know what the Bible is trying to tell you is there? He said, increase your pressure. Somebody increase your pressure. Increase your pressure. Engage the Spirit in prayers. That's what it means. Look at your neighbor. Engage the Spirit in prayers. See, when you pray in tongues, look up, look up. You are saying, Spirit, pray in me. Hello, sir. And the good thing about it is this. I've not seen anybody that can pray in his understanding for 3 hours stretch or 2 hours stretch. I don't think so. Me, I can't. But the good thing about praying in the Spirit is that you can pray longer. Hello? Do you know why? Your pressure system is intense. So you have a large capacity to stay in prayers. Because when you are praying in tongues, it's not you that is praying as it were. It is who that is praying in you. The Spirit. Everybody say the Spirit. So he said, be filled. Everybody say, be filled. Be filled. Somebody say, I stay filled. I stay filled. I stay filled. I stay filled. I press on. The pressure of the Spirit within me is I. Lekete protodo shada da 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 ya. Rabada shada da bala 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 ba. Supele lonos. The pressure of the Spirit is high. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. Desire to pray in the Spirit, sister. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. He said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speak not unto men. Let me give us from the NLT. He said, if your gift is the ability to speak in tongues, you will be talking to God but not to people, since they won't be able to understand. You will be speaking by the power of the Spirit, but it will be mysterious. The King James said, you will be speaking mysteries. He said, your understanding is unfruitful. Now, look up. The reason why most people don't like speaking in tongues is because they don't understand what they are saying. Let's be realistic. Hello? They don't understand. But look up. I have never seen anybody who have not been trained in laptop repair. Hello? Let's say you've not been trained in laptop repair. And you see me disassemble a system and I couple it, and then you understand that I did it. There's no way you understand it. I remember there was a day I scattered one laptop, just scattered it, and then somebody met me halfway. The way I was just scattering everything, I arranged it back and I put it on. And the person says, I didn't know this system. I thought you were just disassembling it to go and throw away. But the way you scatter it, me, I don't understand now. Yes, that's the goal. But listen, the person that is doing the building what? Understands. Are you getting me? So when you are praying in tongues, you don't understand, but the Holy Spirit what? Understand. You know why he understands? Because he is praying unto God on your behalf. Hello? So one of the reasons to pray in the Spirit, number one, is to get ourselves built up. Are you getting it? To get ourselves high. Everybody say to get ourselves high. I remember there was someone that was having challenge in her Christian walk, going up and down, and then somebody brought her to a meeting then to me, and then we were in the office as we were talking, just perceiving my spirit that this dimension is not dimension of talking. Praise God. I said, can you pray in the Spirit? I said, no. Okay, no problem. Let's see how it goes. And then I started ministering the Holy Spirit. Prayed. Nothing happened. Person did not speak. I said, okay, no problem. Everybody say, we'll build it up. Praise God. After that time, talked to the person again. And then around that period, we're having one program at St. Mark's. This reverence all night. I know reverend will always talk about tongues. So he talked on tongues. And then we started praying. Start praying. She was sitting at the back. Before I could know, fume, she went on the floor. Nobody talked to her. Nobody laid hands on her. Boom! She started praying in tongues. Praise God. Hello? Uncontrollably. Hello? Levels. We're holding her for where? So everyone wanted to stop. I said, leave her. We know how long we have been on this matter. Don't leave her. Pray! Lebrodo sila kakaya! Entered prophecy. Praise God. And then the experience was awesome. Then after that, she came to the office. We are sharing something. As we talk, I just felt led that we still need to pray. Hello? Everyone say, praying always. Pray. I pray like this. Woo! I was trying to impart upon her ability to understand certain dimensions of the Spirit, because she was having some dreams and there are some codes she'll be seeing in the dream, some languages. was trying to lay hands on her. And then we finished that prayer because we needed to close. We stopped it. So while we're, when I got home, I was like, continue this thing. Don't stop. She prayed, normal. Our roommates were beginning to like, you are taking this thing too serious. Listen to me. If you don't take speaking in tongues, if you don't put time for your head, you will not go high. Your level will not high. Praise God. You know, people that drink, they even compete with their friends. Then they carry on for head. You just go to Isaiah, you, how many can you take? Your high ring fuse is just 3. Me, I can take 7. I will be normal. Or say, oh, yeah, let's go now. Yeah, they will put it. Praise God. So take. Whoo. Any resemblance is a coincidence. I've not drank before. Praise God. I've watched it in films. Hello? Yeah. Whoo. No, I'm okay. Who the third one? And this guy already 7. You don't notice. Now, the reason why that guy can get to 7 is not that they started it. Hello? He has been taking 4 before. In fact, he has made it a competition. Yesterday, he took 4. He said, today, as I'm going to that place, it's 5 I'm taking. Then you, when he said, no, but if you take 2, you won't just jump, go 7. No. But you know the good thing about speaking in tongues? You don't need to wait to take 7 first before you bust. When you come to the company of people that have gotten to 7, they can connect with you. That's why most time when we want to do ministry of praying in tongues, we hold our hands. Hello? Because there is something that connects him to you, you to her. And then there is energy. Ever say there is energy? So the exercise continues. So one day on the group, we just, somebody, I said, okay, I want to do speaking in tongues challenge. I said, if you can date, how many of you have prayed in tongues for 1 hour stretch before? And I saw people like 1 hour stretch. And the one we know is come to church, just pray. 10 minutes. Praise God. No, then. So I said, okay, let me give challenge. And then this sister took the challenge. I won't forget, the next day she called me. She said, by the time she prayed in tongues, everybody in the house prayed in tongues for more than 2 hours. They could not stop. She started. Listen, there is something about praying in the spirit. It's a building. Everybody says it's a building. It's an expression of the spirit. So by the time she prayed her own, somebody with her in the room started praying. Before you know, in the next room, another, the whole house, they all burst in tongues. Praise God. It's effectual. Someone says it's effectual. Carries effect. So when you come to a place, and then it's been emphasized, pray in the spirit, pray in tongues. Listen, we are not doing jargons. We are taking you to a place mere words will not take you to. Praise God. Look at your neighbor, say, the spirit is where we dwell. Hello? Now, if the spirit is where you dwell, the spirit also is where you pray. Hello? And when you pray in the spirit, sometimes you pray with utterance that cannot, groanings that cannot be uttered. Nekoto. I remember those times when we do Feka pray, when we go for a conference and we do Feka pray. Feka pray most times is 5 hours. Boy, 5 hour stretch. You see, we pray to an extent, you will be lost for words. You now start groaning. Praise God. Allow me start some things. Amen. We pray. And you see, at that level, there is an energy you feel in your spirit. Hello? There is a weight. There is this energy. Listen, the reason why some of you are not energetic to spiritual things is because you've not engaged praying in tongues as a lifestyle. Somebody say, as a lifestyle. And then the last thing, one of the last things I will say about praying in tongues is, praying in tongues helps you to pick signals. Everybody say, picking signals. Pick signals. There are many reasons. Pray in the spirit. Many. Helps you to pick signals. There are times you are going on a journey, or you are in your room. For those of us that have been speaking in tongues, it has happened to us severally. Maybe you are in the vehicle, you just start having some feelings that you don't like. Hello? Look up. Anytime you are feeling the way you don't like, allow the spirit give meaning to that feeling. Hello? And one of the ways to allow the Spirit give meaning to that feeling is to what? Pray in tongues. You just notice it could be the Spirit calling you to what? To avert something that wants to happen. It could be that somewhere along the journey, if you are traveling, an accident wants to take place. You know, when the accident happens, everybody will be shouting, blood of Jesus, as if it's blood of Jesus that will stop it, as it were, praise God. But you could have prevented it. Hello? Because the Holy Spirit is not, as it were, active spirit. It's a proactive spirit. Everybody say the Holy Spirit is proactive. So he knew that something is going to happen ahead. So it gives you the prompting. And the only way to give meaning to that feeling is to what? Pray in the Spirit. You just start praying in the Spirit. Now, when you are praying in the Spirit understands what wants to happen. So now, it's using you praying to connect with God to stop it from what? From happening. Praise God. At times, I just have some feeling that something is going to happen. Something wrong is happening here. I've been to minister in meetings. There was a meeting I went to. The whole place was dry. Everybody said dry. Like, where I sat down, I've not sat there up to 2 minutes. I started dozing off. Praise God. It's not that I didn't sleep before I went for the meeting. I knew something was wrong with the what? With the atmosphere. But I could not pick exactly what was what? Wrong. What did I need to do? Simple. I got up and I went to the back and started what? I pray in the Spirit. Hello? Only my spirit and the Holy Spirit in me and God knew what I did when I went to pray. It's not everything we should try to understand. Tell your neighbor, it's not everything you should try to understand. Because let me tell you this. The realm of your mind is the realm of understanding. The realm of your spirit is the realm of knowing. Everybody say knowing. You know. Like that moment, I may not understand what I have done, but I know I what? I have done something. Somebody say, I will pray in the Spirit. Someone say, I will pray in the Spirit. Can we do that for 5 minutes? Now let's go ahead in your sitting position. I want you to pray in your sitting position. Don't be afraid. Like I told you, it's you that prayed. It's you that prayed. It's you that expressed it. If there is somebody by your side, you just want to edify, you can just put your hands on the person's hands and just pray and just pray. I just want us to pray. I just want us to pray. I want us to pray. Dorcas, pray. Dorcas, pray. Pray. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Pray in the Spirit. Susan, pray. 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 Pray in the Spirit. The Spirit of God is on you. The Spirit of God is on you. Rabada shada brada da 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 da. I understand that apathy. I understand that feeling. Because when you are just learning a new language, sometimes the syllables are not very clear. I understand that feeling. When you just learn a new language, sometimes the syllables are not clear. But the more you pray it, the more clearer it becomes. Because utterance is already been given. So pray. We are not wasting our time. We are doing what the Spirit is doing. We are taking expression from the Spirit. We are giving the Spirit permission to build us up, to take us higher. Somebody say, Lord, I take some steps higher. I press deeper. I take some step higher. Sister, pray. Sister, pray. When I pray in the Spirit, my understanding is unfruitful. But in the
the spirit. I know I'm speaking things. I am bringing clarity.
When you pray in the spirit, you clear your mind. You clear your mind. That's why most times, before we go to service, we pray in the spirit so that we are able to understand what the preacher preaches. There is a clarity that comes from praying in the spirit. When you pray in the spirit, you are able to pick signals. You are able to gain clarity. Why? Because when you pray in the spirit, you are removing all those debris from your mind. You are removing all those things that are like tars, those things that are up obstructions, those things that are bricks that are stopping the word from flowing, those blockades on your understanding pipe. When you pray in tongues, you are removing those things. Can somebody pray? Are there brothers here that can pray? Are there sisters here that can pray? Press deeper now. Increase the pressure. Increase the pressure. Yes, brother, increase the pressure. I clear my mind. When I pray in the spirit, I clear my mind. Many times when I want to preach, and it's as if I'm not understanding the points are not joining. All I need to do is to take some time and pray in the spirit. Because when I pray in the spirit, I clear my mind. In your mind, there are distractions. Your mind is telling you it's because of the abortion that I did some months ago. That's why the Holy Ghost is not flowing through me. That's why you need to pray in tongues. Because as you begin to pray, the Holy Spirit clears those thoughts off. As you begin to pray, the Holy Ghost removes those minds. Mana, 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 mana. No wonder the Bible says, let this mind be in you. One of the surest ways to attract and embrace, to connect with the mind of God, is to pray as God. And to pray as God means to pray in the spirit, to pray in the spirit. That's the location of your prayers. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Brother pray. Sister pray. I press on. I press for depth. I press for understanding. Listen, there are a lot of things God cannot preach to you through your pastor. There are a lot of things God cannot preach to you through a writer. He will preach it to you while you are praying in tongues. Most of the post messages are gotten when you are praying in tongues. Sister, pray. Lay your hands on your chest and say, I have audacity. Say, I have utterance. Pray. Brother, pray. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. How many of you like that exercise? How many of you like it? Amen. You know, most times people, they are like, someone shouted me some time ago. He said, most everybody speak in tongues. If I'm marrying this thing. When you eat food when you like, when you go canteen, go chop, and you like the food, you will tell all your friends, hello, see that place. So when we have tasted something, we want you also to what? To taste it. Look at your neighbor, say, but to love one another. Hey, we love you, so taste it. Tell your neighbor, taste it. Stay there. Hello? Hello, ma. Stay there. Build it up. Go back to your room. Press it. See, one of the reasons people don't make progress in tongues is the mind. What are you talking? You are talking demon. Demon is talking. Tell the demon that is talking to you that is a demon. Tell him, get out. Hello? Quiet. Hold your peace. Pray. If you are having wandering mind, somebody was asking me, say, why is it that when it is time I have a problem, when I want to pray, my mind will be wandering. Hello? Pray. Hello? I told him, I said, the only way to deal with wanderingness in prayer is two things. Number one, always have good quiet time. And then number two, pray away the wonder. Hello? Yes. Have good, you know, good quiet time means, Shebin, I wonder, okay, I give myself quiet time for 2 hours, I wonder out the mind anywhere. So that when I want to pray, you don't come and start be telling me to start thinking. I've given you 2 hours. All the thinking, think I'm now. Hello? Then when it is time for prayer, he say, but sir, when you now go to the prayer and the mind is still wandering, listen to me, it's time for prayer now. Hello? See, by the time you pray and pray, the wonder will wander and wander away. Praise God. Shebin, I wonder and wonder come. He will wander away. Look up somebody. Say, we pray. The best place to learn how to pray is to pray. Hello? And then if you want the prayer to not get more gravity, pray in the Spirit. I trust the Holy Spirit that He will enhance our prayer life. In the name of Jesus. So briefly, before we close the service, I will just share with us point number 3. I started showing us the rules of relationships. Then we've talked about two rules. So who can remind me the first rule? Rule number 1, Ayo. What is the first rule of loving relationship? Eh? You were not there. Okay, go ask them at the media to tell you. So most of you were not there. Praise God. We are looking at a series, rules of for lasting relationships. We understand from Romans 13, verse 8. Everybody go to Romans 13, verse 8. There is one thing we owe everybody. Is everyone of us here born again? Yes. Being born again is receiving the life of God. And that life gives you an obligation. Everybody say an obligation. Now what is that obligation? It's an obligation to what? To love one another. Look at your neighbor, say, I owe you love. It's a debt. Hello? It's a debt. He said, owe no man nothing except to what? To love. Owe nothing to anyone. He said, if you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law. Praise God. John 13, verse 34. John 13, verse 34. Look up. He said, now this is the commandment. Love each other. Love. Just as what? I have loved you. You should love each other. Verse 35. He said, your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Look at your neighbor, say, when you love, it shows that you are of God. Sister, tell your friend, say, when you love me, she's not hearing. Say it. When you love me, it shows that you are born of the Spirit. Glory to God. So we now conclude that love is a spirit. Everybody say love is a spirit. If you read 1 John chapter 4 verse 8, the Bible makes us to understand that we should love because God is love. And you and I know that God is a what? Is a spirit. Verse 8. He that loveth, he that does not love does not know God. For God is what? Love. And then 2 Peter now made it so clear. 2 Peter chapter 1. Are you there? Verse 4. He said, by that same mighty power He has given us of His rich and wonderful promises. He has promised that you will escape the decadence all around you. By what? Caused by evil desires. Now, evil desires talk about hatred. Somebody say hatred. Envy. Somebody say envy. Jealousy. Malice. Gossip. Hello? Backbiting. All of these are what? Are heritage of corruption. He now said, there is a power at work in you. Look at your neighbor, say, in you. And what does that power make you do? He said that you will share in His what? In His divine nature. He said that enable you to share His divine nature. So what is that divine nature? Everybody say love. So look at your neighbor. Say, if I'm going to love you, I must draw out the plan for the love relationship. Yes. God said you should love your sister. Hello? So, in you, He has given you His Spirit to do it. Colossians chapter 3. Let's see it. Verse 2. Colossians 3. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. Why? For you died to this life, and your real life is who? Hidden with Christ in God. Like how? By calling you to partake of His what? Divine nature. He gave you His life. And when Christ, who is that life? Your real life now is Christ. He said, when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will what? You will share in His glory. Now, why will you share in His glory? Question. Why will you share in His glory? Why will you share in His glory? Because the life you live is the life He what? He lived. And which life did He live? Everybody say He loved. You will share His glory. Look at verse 5. Now, He now talk about evil desires again. He said, as a result of you knowing that you will share in His new life, He said, don't be greedy. Don't be an idolater. Who is a greedy person? Verse 6. Because these things, the anger of God is coming. Verse 7. You used to do these things before. That is in your former life. There is no love in the world. How many of you know? There is no love in the world. Any love you see in the world is conditional. Look at what He now said. Verse 8. He now said, but now is the time to what? To get rid of what? Anger. Who is getting rid of it? You. Look at your neighbor. Say you. Glory to God. It's my responsibility. Praise God. So as I cooperate with the Spirit to love my neighbor, my brothers, I have to adopt systems. Everybody say systems. Patterns. Principles that will make this love possible. One of the principles I shared with us is in verse 13. We talked about slander and all the rest, dirty language. But look at what it said. Make allowance for what? For each other's faults. And forgive anyone who what? Who offends you. Make allowance. So the rule number one for lasting relationship we talked about is let go. Tell your neighbor, let go. Simply put, for those of you that are not here, you can get the tape before you leave service. I shared on why you shouldn't expect people to be nice. Hello? Trust no man as it were, because offenses are what? Are bound to come. Jesus told us in Luke 17 and in Matthew 18. He said, offenses are what? Are bound to come. Help me remind your neighbor, you'll be offended. Have you been offended before? Yeah. And sometimes the offense can come from anybody, even my wife. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, most times I used to tell my wife, I said, why is it that if I offend you, you always pain you? Praise God. I notice if I offend my wife, it always pain her a lot. Hello? She was just gentle. She just go and sit in the room. So the moment I just sent her, the way I would say, I say, she don't prove it. I don't do one thing. I will not report myself. Okay, what have I done this time? Praise God. And then I will ask her. And this is what she will always tell me. She said, because I don't expect that you should be what? Offending me. Hey, I laugh. See, I will always offend you. Praise God. I said, better build capacity to handle my what? My offenses. Tell your neighbor, let go. Even your best friend will offend you. But he said, we should what? Remember that as the Lord forgave you, so you must what? So look at your neighbor, say, forgiveness is a default setting. It's a posture we take. Glory to God. Lift your hands and say, I choose to forgive. I remember while I was waiting for my job, there was this guy that we served together. It was like a friend, a brother. They used to think we are brothers, praise God. We were batch A, he was batch B. We were very, very close. And then after NYC, they told me they were going to recruit. So I told him that, boy, people are fortunate too. They will recruit very soon. So immediately after your NYC, drop your CV and I will help you. As God will have it, the advert came. I helped him, printed everything, submitted. I submitted my own. As God will have it, he got the job. I didn't get it. Praise God. He got it. And then when he came, it was misunderstanding. I don't know how it came. He began to behave somehow. He used to come around the lodge. Then I was staying in NCCF lodge. I didn't have accommodation. So then he would come. Most times when he even comes, he would not even do as if I'm around. He would just stay there. And I'm like, what's happening? Gradually, our relationship started getting fractured. And then he started saying some things. Some persons came to me. I'm like, this is what he said about you. This is, you know, at that time, me, I was even going through my own stress. You know, that psychology. You've not gotten job. Most people that stayed outside of her, they've gotten, they are coming to take your, they are later. And you are sitting in offer. Nothing is happening. You know that? I didn't know God was dealing with me on forgiveness. And then, along the line, he got a house. Actually, was the one that got the house. But since I had not gotten the job, I can't pay. Because at least make I get job first before accommodation. So I like my friend now. I bypass those things. I like, okay, say you like the place. It's good. There's water, nice. Somebody told me. So I told him, like, it's 2-bedroom flat. So me, you know, expectation. Someone say expectation. So me, I was even expecting that Noah, when he gets the house, since it's 2-bedroom, he will give me one, at least accommodate me till I get the job. As God will have it, I told him, I just gave him the caretaker's number. Before you know, he eventually paid for the place. The funniest part of it is, the day he left the lodge, I didn't even know. I went to school, I just came and said, I had left. I was like, what happened? So since he didn't even tell me, okay, no problem, but I was pained. Everybody said I was pained. Because I was expecting some things. In fact, I've never been that expectant. You know, somebody you were so close to, you do like David was saying in a psalm, we took sweet counsel together, we prayed together, do everything together. Now why will he do this to me? I became pained. And my heart was bitter. And not knowing that bitterness served as an obstruction. The job was not coming. So one day, God did it. They gave me part-time. And they gave me some money. And I left the lodge, rented in one room, praise God, somewhere at Jiumi. But the anger was still there. I have not forgiven him, praise God. Oh, that guy pained me. But then my wife, we were still dating. I told her, but I did not even believe her. But then God was dealing with me, like I said. And then along the line, I got the PT, I got a house. So I left the lodge. So one of those evenings, like I always do when I'm bored at home, I just go to the Copper's Lodge, spend time with them. So that evening, I went to the Copper's Lodge. I was with them and I needed to watch ball. You know, I like ball. Praise God. And there was no DSTV in the house. So I left the lodge around 7:45 to go and watch the ball. As soon as I left the lodge, I took a bike and not up to 2 minutes, I had a bike accident. Black goat, praise God, came from nowhere. Pew! The bike man did not see it earlier. I saw it. He was trying to maneuver. Pew! We fell on the floor, two of us. The bike man face, everything scattered. Me, nothing do me. Praise God. My phone was in my back pocket. I was using one small Nokia touchlight phone then. The phone did not break. I got up. People packed. They were looking at two of us. This man was bleeding. Me, I was standing. He said, are you the one he was carrying? I said, yes. He said, this thing looks like a miracle. I said, yes, it's actually a miracle. So I called the people I left in the lodge that this was what happened. Now look up. I didn't know it was a setup. God needed me to pass the night in the lodge that day. But somehow, I think, maybe, that was how he just did it. They rushed the man to the hospital. Me, I said, I'm not going no more. Maybe the next bike I will get now. I don't know if it's snake that will come. And then I just trekked. I didn't rent that bike again. Trekked back to the lodge. And the next morning, the papa was preaching during prayers. We're praying in the spirit, everybody. And he stopped and said, there is someone here. God said, you are abhorring bitterness for a brother. Bitterness is bad. Hello. It can stop you from entering your next level. A time will come, I will teach us how the kingdom of darkness operates. You will understand that one of the things Satan uses to stop the progression of people is to plant bitterness in their hearts. The moment he does that, he will just go and sit down. Things will just scatter on their own accord. And that was how he talked. And then I knew God was speaking to me. It was so, you know, when God is talking to you, you will know. It was like, I want to hide. I know this is me. I started asking God for mercy. Immediately by 6:30, fortunately, it was in offer. I took by him to his house. I said, brother, I've been harboring bitterness in my heart against you. That all those things you did to me pained me. Funny enough, the brother said, I didn't even know anything. And praise God. It doesn't sound funny, sir. How some things that is making you bitter, somebody is not even thinking. And you know, maybe it was the psychology. You know, that time, you know what it means now? People are going up and you are stagnated. If you don't have the Holy Spirit in your life, you'll be bitter. Look at the neighbor and say, you'll be bitter. And then, because while we're praying, the Holy Spirit told me what to do. He said, when we'll get there, I will tell him I'm sorry. Two of us will kneel down and he will do the praying. Praise God. And I got there, we knelt down, he prayed. After he has finished praying, I prayed. It was not up to 1 month later. My appointment letter came out. Praise God. It was not up to 1 month. Everything just started happening. Boom, boom, boom. My boss that was turning his mind against me just suddenly started liking me all over again. Could it be possible sometimes that some demons we are trying to bind is some bitterness we should just release? Hello? Yes. Sometimes some demons, you know, most times all these churches are always praying, winch, die, winch, die. Go and check now. Their bitterness, they plenty. Hello? Bitterness form heavy coagulation. And the worst kind of demon you can cast out from anybody's life is the demon of bitterness, so, because he can't cast it out. It's not a demon. Hello? It's the person that will shook his hand into his own heart and bring it out by the help of the Holy Ghost. And that was what I did. Breakthrough happened. My life took shape. And as God will have it, everything started working. We became friends again and we moved on. Letting go means you forgive. And then last week we now looked at appreciate. Appreciate people. And then, so unfortunately there is no time. I may not be able to go in. But the thing I want to talk about, I'll pick it up. Look for time to pick up again. Respect others. Number three. Rule number three. Let me just take 10 minutes and we'll pray. Respect others. Rule number one is what? Let go. Rule number two is what? Appreciate people. Rule number three. Respect others. Now listen. Respect is the lifeline of any relationship. Respect people. Man is an esteemed being. Please take note of this. Man. For those of you that were here last Thursday, I made a very profound statement. I said, people like to be praised. Is there anybody that doesn't like to be praised? God likes to be what? To be praised. And if God likes to be praised, and we are the image of God, by default, we like to be what? Praised. John Maxlow's hierarchy of needs even said it, that recognition is one of man's highest needs. Recognition. People like to be recognized. So the principle of respect means that every human likes being esteemed. If you read Philippians chapter 2, I think verse 2 or 3, he said, esteem others better than yourself. Esteem others better than yourself. Don't always make yourself the most important person in a relationship. Look at it. He said, thinking of others, Philippians 2:3, don't be selfish. Listen, people that are selfish always lack respect. Hello? That's the truth. So if you are the type that hardly respects people, it's possible that there is selfishness in your life. But look at what he now said lastly. He now said, thinking of others better than yourself. I like the way King James Version put it. He said, in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Glory to God. We are esteemed beings. Everybody likes to be recognized. No matter how you like a house, if anytime you go there, they don't behave as if they know you, you will not go there again. Hello, am I correct? I remember while I was growing up then, there are sometimes you go to your friend's house, and then the moment you come like this, look, you won't come high. Praise God. You know, the next time you go to that house, you will not feel at home. But let it happen that there was one we went to. In fact, it was even the daddy that went to fridge and gave us drink. Or more. The next day we'll go. Praise God. That's man. We like that feeling. Nobody delivers when he or she is not respected. That's the truth. Nobody is at his best when he or she is not respected. That goes to mean that respect is reciprocal. I've often heard it, and it's the truth. The principle of respect means it's reciprocal. The best way to get respect is to what? Is to give respect. You know, often times when we call people that are younger than us, sir, ma, they say, sir, no, you can't be calling me, sir, no. We are trying to let you know that you too, you have what? Important. And the truth is, the respect I give to you, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over, is the respect you will give to me. And you already know the reason. We humans, we like respect. Respect in relationship is key. It has nothing to do with age. Respect has nothing to do with age. You know, oftentimes, most of those that are around me, proteges, and then there are times we go out to a place, maybe an office, and then we are seated, and then maybe somebody comes into the office, and then I greet the person. Somehow, I'm looking at what that person we went together will do. Hello? But you know, some people can embarrass you. Especially when it's your boss. You just stand and maybe he just came with one t-shirt and then you are greeting him and then the person is just looking and then you're not telling that, sir, we came together. You'll be wondering that, this one no get home training. Is he not learning from you? But you know why most people are like that? Where they came from, they were told that his elder, as it were, or younger that must greet first. Hello. So maybe she or he may have sized the boss. Said this one, not even worthy of my greeting. This one, are you sure he's born again? Praise God. Or are they even, you know? And then another thing I've noticed about people is this: they respect based on position. So people don't respect based on age. But I know people that respect based on age. They wake up in the morning, they are the first to see somebody. They can't even ask, how are you? Share Kimini. Yeah, they speak up. Hello? I do it to younger ones, actually, to teach them how to greet. Hello? But when you are now making it as if it's your default way of life, you are begging for respect. And check, I've realized that most times, people that always use age to respect are the kind of people that will not respect by default. So they see that everybody around them is what? Is like that. So they see they are younger, they are, say, you will not greet me. But the truth is, respect has nothing to do with age. Number two, it has nothing to do with position. You don't respect people because they are highly placed. I know of some people, in fact, we've heard a lot of stories about it. Someone went for an interview and then the boss came, not looking like boss, was dragging with them. Yes, he was even dragging with the boss. Praise God. Then after the dragging and insult, and the person got to the interview panel, the boss had worn suit. The guy said, just know that at this interview, I have failed it. Praise God. It has nothing to do with position. As a matter of fact, I remember while I was in school, I can greet. I don't know. I just like greeting. Praise God. It's part of my values. I just like greeting people. So, especially some of all these small clerical officers that you see. You know, when you go to campus, you know, some of all these students, you know, for poly especially, they don't have, most of them don't have respect. You just get admission. You just see one guy and you just say, this one. You can hold your file. You will not submit it. I've seen some clerical officers that took file from a student and went and dumped it somewhere. The file miss. Why do you think some people file miss? Maybe the first day the lady came, he insulted the, you know, some people, they can, this forgiveness, they don't have it. They are waiting for the day she will come and submit. So as it were, I was greeting, just, you know, enter the building. So I was like, how do you always greet? I said, when I was leaving house, my parents told me Yoruba people like greeting a lot. Praise God. So me, if I want to be safe in this Yoruba land, hello, I must learn it. Hello. You know, when you go to Rome, sometimes you have to behave like a Roman. Hello. See, in where we come from, in Delta, we know they greet anyhow. We greet according to the day. If it is morning, when we are greeting you in the morning, it's the tomorrow. Praise God. But it's Yoruba that you know that if your boss is going out, you will greet him. When he's coming back, you will greet him. If you even collect his bag, you will greet him. When you are dropping the bag on the table, you will greet him. When he has sat down, you will eku joko. When you come back and you see that he's reading, eku rin abi, eku kawe. Praise God. And then if after some time the rain is falling, you go back again, eku ojo. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then after the rain stops, some people came to visit him from Abuja and they are going, eku alejo, abi. Glory to God. See, I like the Yoruba tribe. They are lively. Praise God. You just sit down in the office. You are waiting for God. Secretary will tell you eku joko like 7 times. I beg, madam, this eku you are telling me, just allow God sign my paper. Praise God. Glory to God. I have to learn it too. In Akure, I learned it. So as God will have it, we went to that office. Fortunately for me, there was one clerical staff that always greets. See the line, pew, long. With my leg, the guy see me, look me, ah, this guy don't tire. He just was calling from back, come. I was like, what, do you know me here? I mean, praise God. He said, I don't do it again. But then he called me and like, your face look familiar. Why would my face be familiar? I've been greeting in advance, praise God. Hallelujah. And then he took my file and he helped me just by giving him esteem. A lot of people, there are a lot of doors you would never be able to open until respect becomes your what? Your lifestyle. And that's why if you really want to show love to fellow believers, respect them. I'll round up with this. The basics for respecting others is the fact that every human being is created by God. Matthew 25 verse 40. That's where we're going to round up. He said, as much as you do to the least, look up, to what? The least you have done to me. The easiest way, church, to change your default setting to respecting people regardless of their class, regardless of their position, regardless of their age, is to see God in their life. That I tell people, I'm not respecting you, I'm respecting the God in your life. Because he has told me that the things I do to the least of my brethren. So see boy, see man, when I respect you, it's the God in you that I want. Respect. Sometimes I go to class and then these students, you know, this we've seen a lot of things in this poly, praise God. I remember while I was still a copper serving. No, part-time, when I was doing part-time. Some students fought. They wanted to fight me, praise God. They wanted to fight me. We came to class. I told them to excuse. That I want to teach. They said they are going nowhere. That they are having tests. For those of you that are in upper poly, you know what I'm saying. You are not stranger. Some of you even did it. Praise God. Say, sir, we are having tests. You know, when you don't rush, come. Early morning, come sit down front seat. One lecturer will now come and tell you, go out. Go lay walk. We die here. Praise God. And those students wanted to die here. Trust me. No, I don't have power to fight. I stood up. But you know, one stood. One of my students too stand. Pum! Fight has started though. As in real fight, I was watching film. I didn't have camera phone that I would have been videoing them, praise God. And then they fought. I was just sitting there, I was watching. I said, but I will not leave this class till your lecturer comes. I want to prove to that lecturer that you or her don't have home training. I will give you that home training. You know, school is to add both morals and academic. We'll train you today. I stayed. I did not teach. As it were, their lecturer came. I said, sir, your student wanted to fight me, but they fought with my student. Say, come and see. The man got, I shall left. I went to the office. I didn't know what the man told them. But before I left, the man asked me if I can point any of them so that he will use as scapegoat. I saw five, praise God. No, my spirituality had not been high that time. So I have to deal with them, praise God. Maybe if it was now, I would have just told the father, forgive them, sir, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing, praise God. But that time, I was still in level 2, amen? So I called out there. I said, this one, that one, that one, that one. I said, five, good. I went to my office. Like 10 minutes later, the secretary said, sir, someone wants to see you, some students. I said, students, what happened? Five of them came. They knelt down, they were crying. They said, sir, Shanufu, wow. Our guy will fail us. They started begging. I said, what happened? My secretary too started begging on their behalf. I said, mommy, you don't know what these people did. He said, sir, I'm happy new. Hey, Joe, we didn't know you are a staff. We thought you are a student doing tutorial. Now that one night can't provoke me. I said, so you mean, even if I was a student, you won't respect me? Where did you come from? I said, where I come from, respect has nothing to do with status. Why would you even want to fight me, even if you know I was a student? Don't you know fighting is even an offense? He said, yes, sir, you know, detention of test. I understand, praise God. You know, my heart started coming down. And then the secretary started begging me. He said, yes, sir, you have to beg them. I said, okay, what do you want me to do now? He said, our God said we should write and you will sign. And they've written that we will not do it again. He said, Shebi, it's my signature. I shall sign. And they left. Sir, from that day, I took notes, sir. Till those students graduate, even if they are there, I'm here. Ekarosa. Praise God. You know, some people need to be taught some lessons so that their respect fuse can be activated. We pick up from there. Let's stand up on our feet. Lift up your hands and say, Father Lord, I have the enablement to walk in love. I begin to see people.